Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dreamforce returns to San Francisco, with more than 40,000 people expected to attend the tech convention, which kicks off at Moscone Center tomorrow. Phil, how much have city officials been looking forward to this one?
They have really been. They were hoping that this was going to change the tide. I'm not sure if it's going to change the tide in terms of San Francisco's tourist and convention business, but it's better than it has been. Okay, the tide is rising. They're expecting, as you said, you know, some 40,000 people for the three-day event at Moscone Center. It's put on by Salesforce. This brings people from all around the world. That's a heck of a lot better than the 5,000 that attended last year, but it's nowhere close to the 200,000 that attended in 2019, pre-pandemic. And Brett and Patty, that is sort of the story throughout this on in San Francisco and the Bay Area is trying to come back on the tourist and convention business. We are doing better than last year, but still have a way, way long way to go.
So, Phil, in the most optimistic terms, this kicks off ever-increasing conventions, correct?
In the most optimistic terms, but people have to be realistic. And the folks in the tourist business and the convention business in San Francisco that I talked to today in the last couple of days are being realistic. In 2019, you know, tourism represented $1.2 billion in the Bay Area. It is a huge business. It's right up there with tech, although it doesn't necessarily always get the recognition. But it's there this year. Last year it was 21 million. This year they're saying it's going to be about 400 million. Again, that's far from what it was. Now, the idea that it's going to come back, Patty and Brett, I got to tell you, there's a lot of competition out there right now. For example, Las Vegas, you know, it's exploded in the last 10 or 15 years. Do you know that there are at least five hotels on the Vegas Strip that have the equivalent convention space of Moscone Center in each hotel?
I had no idea. That's,
I mean, wow. There are huge, huge hotels going in. And other cities, well, they're cheaper. San Francisco still is a very expensive ride, and the tourist business would like to see some of those costs drop. They would like some help with booking conventions into Moscone Center, trying to get a break on some of the fees the city charges. But the other cities, they're just more competitive. San Francisco, they're going to sell out the hotels right now. They have 30,000-plus hotel rooms. They'll be sold out. But they're still waiting for the convention business to come back, and there's another thing that's happening right now. Like it or not, post-pandemic, we're coming into uncertain economic times, and that means places like Google are saying only necessary travel, essential travel. The days of the meetings and the get-togethers, smaller conventions in cities like San Francisco, well, they're being replaced by Zoom and by an economic reality that says, you know, that was then, this is now. So we're entering into the new era of now. They were hoping that the money's going to be coming back. I certainly hope it comes back, but it just might come back a little smaller and a little slower. But, you know, we're a boom bust in the Bay Area. We can always hope for a boom again.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil will be on live again tomorrow morning at 7:50 on KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.